All right, good morning, everyone. We have an article from three news points of contact, and there could be a lot more. If you Google it, Senator Cogburn, what's his first name?
Tom
Cogburn. Is he from Kansas? He's from the Midwest, I think.
Oklahoma,
right. Mm-hmm. And he's a Republican, and every year for the last 5 years, he's created a book or put out a book. And the book outlines how we're wasting money. Now, I know that's difficult for you to imagine, gentlemen, that the federal government wastes money. But when you read your article, because each of our articles has a little bit of different stuff in it, it absolutely exasperates you on where your money's being spent. And if our money at the local level, City of Fayetteville, Hope Mills, Spring Lake, was being spent like this, we would vote the bums out instantly, Joey. They wouldn't stand a chance. But it seems like once you get beyond the state level, and I say that because in North Carolina, we have a balanced budget amendment. They can't do what the federal government's doing in the state of North Carolina. They have to keep it balanced. But in the federal level, it's out of control. The money that is being wasted, according to Cogburn's book, is $30 billion a year. $30 billion, that's with a B. And this year, this most recent budget bill that's passed is cutting military retirees.
Yep.
Military retirees. And I'm one of those. And you know what? I'm willing to take that cut. I'm willing to work harder at something else to make up the money that I lose. But when I read this, what's a good word that I can use? I can't use online the word I was going to use. This stuff, it exasperates you. Who's got an example from their article on the way money's being wasted?
The NASA is spending $3 million to study how Congress works.
NASA.
Seems like a good application of NASA money.
They're a government agency. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're allotted a whole pool of money to do with what they want. And so they're going to spend $3 million to figure out how to get more money from Congress. That's why they're studying Congress.
Probably, yeah.
Because they want to figure out how do some agencies get more money than others. And every agency is in it for themselves. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, they really don't care about anybody else. Who's got another one?
Weapons destruction, $7 billion. Cogburn said that the Pentagon junking weapons and vehicles used in Iraq and Afghanistan has totaled $7 billion. The military has decided to simply destroy more than $7 billion worth of equipment rather than sell it or ship it back home. For instance, Cogburn said thousands of heavily armored vehicles, MRAPs, used to protect troops from roadside bombs will simply be shredded.
Imagine that. And those vehicles, David, were built, I read in the article, in 2007. They were built in 2007. They were rushed through the system to get to the guys in Afghanistan. And they've been used a total of, this is the year 2013.
Yeah.
So 6 years, and now we're done with them?
Yeah, so we're not talking about some Vietnam era.
Right, you know, that we can justify that. How about this one? $150,000 to create a zombie game to teach kids math.
Wow.
A zombie game to teach kids math. Who's got another one?
The State Department spent $630,000 to attract followers to its Facebook and Twitter accounts.
Right, Facebook will let you advertise.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, they'll let you create these little ads. And so, you know, you're the State Department and ain't nobody following your Facebook because they really don't care about your department. So in order to justify your popularity on these social media sites, your money. David, do you pay taxes?
I believe so, yes.
Right, now what that means is that at the end of the year, you don't get this gargantuan refund that's like more than everything you paid in.
Right. So they got Facebook pages, but you can't sign up for healthcare. So at least they got their priorities online.
Yeah.
Here's one that should infuriate everybody. The Fort Hood shooter paycheck, $52,952. Major Nadal Hassan, convicted of killing 13 people in a mass shooting at Fort Hood in Texas in 2009, collected more than $278,000 in military benefits since the massacre. A military jury rendered a guilty verdict last summer, but he continued to be compensated until then.
Wow.
$914,000. So that's close to a million, right? $914,000 is close to a million. was meant to explore the fascinating and often contradictory origins and influences of popular romance as told in novels, films, comics, advice books, songs, and internet fan fiction, taking a global perspective by looking back across time as far as the ancient Greeks. Why does our government give a rip about romance on the internet?
That's a good question.
You know, there was a guy in Congress who voted, he was known as Dr. No, because he always voted no on this kind of stuff.
Right.
And he was often laughed at and ridiculed, but now we're looking back and he wasn't such a stupid guy after all.
The U.S. taxpayer also subsidized a hefty amount of alcohol production in 2013. The Alaskan Brewing Company received $450,000 for a new environmentally friendly boiler. And we call ourselves capitalists?
Yeah.
Free market? There's nothing free about that.
Yeah.
The way it's supposed to work in a free market is if you want a new boiler, you buy your new boiler. We don't subsidize your new boiler.
Here's another great study, $325,500. To a National Institutes of Health study that cost more than $300,000 to find that the happiest marriages were the ones in which the wives were able to calm down quickly during conflict. Brilliant.
Yes.
65 million dollars in intended Hurricane Sandy relief went to tourism ads. $65 million in intended Hurricane Sandy relief went to tourism ads.
And we're going to give the government more responsibility and more money to dole out with all this healthcare stuff, and they can't even manage that.
And that's FEMA, by the way. I mean, this is
right.
I mean, that's where that money is supposed to be going, to put people in a trailer for a while they get their house put back, rebuilt, cities rebuilt, the Ferris wheel rebuilt down in the, you know, on the coast that they're so worried about.
$1.9 million for lifestyle coaching for Senate staff. $1.9 million for quote lifestyle coaching for Senate staff.
And we got $390,000 for NASA for a green ninja character to teach children about global warming and for scaling back its manned space flight program.
I think we already have that, right? Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, something like
four
that.
Four of them.
Yeah. So the article, Coburn says that NASA seems to have shifted its focus from making contact with little green men to teaching children about fictional green ninjas. So that's what we've got going on.
And we wonder why people want to privatize NASA. Well, we have two good examples from this list.
Well, there was one a couple years ago, I think, during the first term of the Obama administration, where they were using NASA as an outreach program to Muslim countries. So it seems that NASA is not NASA anymore. I guess it does a lot of different things.
Yeah.
The report also focuses on waste in the Pentagon's budget, including 9 million reality TV series for the Army. What does the Army need a reality TV series? Or how about this one? $34 million for a military headquarters in Afghanistan that will never be used.
$319 million to build the healthcare.gov website. Money well spent.
Yeah.
$319 million?
And counting, yes.
To build a single website.
That didn't even work. Wasn't even close to working.
And that's only 1 year, right? Mm-hmm. That's only a 1 year total.
Yes. Right, that's this year.
And that doesn't count all the advertising that they've done on Facebook, on television, to try to get people to
because they've been working on a website for at least 2 years, probably longer than that.
A website.
Think
about what that means.
Failure.
How much does a website cost? I mean,
really?
You know, and we got it done. I mean, it's obviously not as intricate, but still. I mean, that's a lot of money.
I saw John Stewart doing a commentary on it, and he said, you know, how hard is it to get a website up? You know, he said, I go to Amazon and I order stuff I don't even realize. You know, I get on the page and I get season 3 of Night Court. You know, I don't even want to order anything. How hard is it to get a healthcare website set up? And it is just a colossal failure.
And yet, there are so many citizens that want to give government even more reign of their life.
Mm-hmm.
Do they not understand that they can't even manage what they have? Why are we giving them more?
Yeah.
I mean, the absolute way to go is to privatize as much as possible.
Yeah.
If you would have told some agency that we're bidding on this website, and you create three private entities, and it's your job to do it, and we'll pay you $200 million, and whatever it, you make in profit from that $200 million is your business. They would have figured out how to do it.
Yeah, and it would have been done on time, and it would have looked sharp. Well, you remember the Halbatron thing with Bush and Cheney and the big uproar with that. They
right.
You know, did the deal under the table. Well, that's basically what the healthcare website was. We got our buddies and our friends, and we'll get these guys over here to do it, and it turned out to be a disaster. And of course, the Democrats aren't crying about that. And there's even a lot of hypocrisy with a lot of this stuff. You know, when the Democrats are saying we can't cut anything else. You know, that's what they're
right.
saying.
Right.
We can't cut anything. If we cut anything else, people are going to have to do without. But we're reading here, $700 million worth of airplanes were mothballed in the desert.
Right. $700 million
worth of airplanes.
Think about C-27s. $700 million. And, you know, the Air Force didn't even want the airplanes. They said that they don't want it, that the C-130 does just fine. But that's a situation where the Congress has a manufacturer in their state.
Yeah.
And they're not going to lose anything for their state. So whether you like it or not, you're going to take these.
Right.
And what they don't understand is that the military has to maintain those airplanes. It's not cheap to maintain airplanes. So while you may provide the actual plane, you're not giving me the gas and the fuelers and the repairers and the spare parts and everything it takes. It's wonderful. You know, it's the person who wins the car on Wheel of Fortune, okay? But they can't afford to pay the taxes. They don't have the money for the insurance.
Yeah.
And they don't have the money for the gas. Great, you won a car. It's sitting in my garage. Or I can't even register it. What we've got going on here.
Yeah. Well, these guys are getting kickbacks from these defense contractors.
Of course they're getting kickbacks.
So they're getting campaign donations, and so that's why they keep pushing this stuff through, is because they need the money to get reelected. And that's what a lot of it comes down to, said at the bottom of my article. It just comes down to guys wanting to get elected.
Right.
So they'll continue to do all. They'll continue to waste money if it makes the people in their state happy, or they get a kickback from it.
And the way we are as citizens in the United States is we're stupid. Okay, that's just the reality. There's no other kinder way of saying it. That's offensive. Great, I've just offended another person. I'm doing that lately on podcasts. But everyone says the incumbent shouldn't get reelected except their incumbent.
Right.
I mean, that's the general percentage.
Yeah.
Oh, vote those bums out except for my bum. You know, and that's why we have career politicians. Mm-hmm. And they go in as average citizens and they leave as millionaires.
Right.
And it's not because of their government salary. Their government salary doesn't make a millionaire. Something else is going on.
And they get a nice, healthy pension for the rest of their lives just for being a member of Congress.
Go ahead, Joey.
2 years. You get elected for 2 years, and you get $150,000 for the rest of your life.
Imagine that.
Which I would say is a little more than what those military guys are getting, and theirs aren't getting cut.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
They're not going to cut themselves. No, this is a good old boys club, gender-neutral club. I mean, that's what's going on there. Just get up there. Get into office. I mean, just imagine, Joey. I mean, financially, it makes sense. Go in debt to get into office, because if you go in young and you collect $150,000 in retirement, you don't need to think anything. You can live comfortably on that for the rest
Absolutely.
Of your life.
And you get the health care with it. It's not just $150,000. It's not just the money you get in your bank account. It's the health care that you get paid for the rest of your life, right? You get that nice health care plan.
Yeah, which is not the same health care that everybody else has to sign up for, by
yes.
the way.
Of course, it's not the same health care.
And originally, in the law, one Republican was going to – he attached a rider to the law that said Congress had – hoping to keep the law from getting passed, that Congress would have to purchase the same health care or whatever the prices would raise. And then we went back a couple months ago, 6 months ago or whatever it was, and they basically funded Congress and Congress's employees so that they could help cover the cost of that increase.
All right, $30 billion is what Senator Coburn says that we can find if we just stop this nonsense. But the reality is the federal government is just so huge that there's no way I don't think in our lifetimes we'll ever see this brought to any kind of a real accountability.
Well, even if we cut this $30 billion, when the debt's $17 trillion,
right.
$30 billion is a drop in the bucket.
And you know,
imagine saying $30 billion is a drop in the bucket.
Right, and that's why this doesn't stop. Because everybody believes their 1 million is nothing compared to the trillion So spending $1 million seems like, you know.
Yeah.
It's the guy that goes out to McDonald's every single day for $5, $8, $12, $15, depending on where he goes to lunch. And he feels like that's nothing compared to my total debt. So he never manages it in any way, shape, or form. It's the same idea, you know. He feels like saving $5 is not worth anything because I'm in debt for $1,000. He doesn't realize that $5 a day over a year is his debt. And until we get that perspective under control, we're never going to get a balanced budget.
Well, we're headed for, we talked about it on Friday night, I think, at the basketball game. We could be headed for another civil war. This time, it's going to be based more on spending. And there will probably be some moral issues, too. But spending is going to be a lot of it. You talked about Texas. Why is Texas going to fund California? Texas doesn't need to pay for California. California's mess or disaster.
Right. Texas is doing well as a state. Fiscally, they are doing well. California is imploding as a state. They're in debt up to their eyeballs. So my money from Texas gets sent to the federal government, and then from there it goes to California.
To really fall into a bottomless pit there, because it's not even...
Nothing's happening. You have a Democrat as the governor. You have a Democrat Congress, a Democrat Senate. And they're not doing anything to fix it.
Nobody's doing anything. The Republicans aren't doing anything either.
But they're such a... They're almost... I mean, they're...
In California.
In California, they're a tough minority.
Right, right.
I mean, they don't have much...
Even when Schwarzenegger was there, he wasn't doing much about it either, so...
And he was the one talking about being an economic girly man.
Yeah.
And back in Bush's campaign speech or at the Republican National Convention in 2004, and he just made it worse. But you think about like states like Georgia, North Carolina... You know, Hollywood is starting to film movies in North Carolina and Georgia. Why? Because they offer huge tax cuts. So North Carolina and Georgia, they're getting the money for these guys to come. They live here for, you know, like The Walking Dead's being filmed in Georgia. I mean, they're getting that little community that they're filming. It's getting tons and tons of money from A&E or AMC just so they can film it there, but they're getting tax cuts.
Mm-hmm.
So to say that it doesn't work isn't true.
No,
if you look it up, the top 10 states in the country that are growing and have a lower debt, they're making more money, they're getting more businesses in, are mostly Republican states. 9 out of 10 are Republican states.
Right, but those are the Republicans who hate the poor.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the perception.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And we just keep on wasting this money and wasting this money and wasting this money, you know.
Yeah, you can see it here in our state with our new governor trying to make budget cuts, and he gets raked over the coals at every turn.
Yeah, Moral Monday. They show up at the Capitol in Raleigh, and they protest, or I don't know if they're still doing it, every Monday. The Democrats come out because it's immoral that the Republicans, which now control the Senate and both houses, are trying to cut the money. And what they don't realize is when people come and create jobs, if the poor people will go out and look for a job, there's more jobs to be had. So in the long run, it helps them. It gets people off their rear ends. It allows them to go to work. It gives them a purpose in life. It makes them happy, healthy, productive citizens of society if they'll go out and find those jobs that are coming to these states that are getting the business.
But you have to be willing to work.
You have to be willing to work.
That's a big if nowadays.
Because we know there are people who say they can't find a job. And then we know there are people who, when they lose a job, they can have another job within a week.
So now, how is that?
Yeah. But there are no jobs. Well, how did they find a job?
Just like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 100 Examples of Government Waste is in Senator Cogburn's book. It's the Waste Book 2013. It finds $30 billion in frivolous government spending. And I'm sure that there's more. I'm sure if he was able to come up with this,
sure,
that there's more behind that as well. Does anybody care? Do you care? I say just vote the incumbents out. It's almost as though we just need that turnover. But the reverse to that argument is that it's not really the Congress, it's not really the Senate, it's the special interest groups that are up in Washington controlling behind the scenes, and you can't vote them out. Well, thanks for listening. Have a great day.